Hey guys, Trevor here with E-Commerce Paradise, High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. And today I wanted to talk to you about why partnerships are vital to your success in entrepreneurship. So if it's your first time listening, you can go get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. It's a list of the most profitable niches for high ticket dropshipping with Shopify. So if you want to get started, that's the best place to go. And after you get that niches list, you'll also get access to my free mini course, Dropship Secrets, and you'll learn all about this business model so you can decide if you want to start it on your own. Great, so partnerships are a great way to get started with any business, and high ticket dropshipping is the same way because a lot of people are good at one thing but not good at other things. And so if you can find a partner that is good at things that you're not good at, it'll greatly enhance your ability to create a good business and also speed up the time that you'll be able to build your business. Now, some caveats come with finding good partners, and that is you got to find someone who is a good fit for you, because a partnership is a lot like a marriage. You have a lot of shared time together. You're going to spend a lot of time communicating with each other. You're going to have to decide who does what in the business, and you're also going to have to decide who makes what money from the business, and all that matters a lot. So make sure you come up with a good partnership agreement, a written down partnership agreement that includes all of that, and also includes an exit plan in case one of the partners wants to exit the partnership. What is expected of them in order to do that? So a good partnership agreement is always a great idea. And then you'll have to create an official business, which is important. And a partnership is a type of business. You can create just a plain partnership that is not protected, or you can start an LLC if the partners have assets to protect, and tax it as a partnership. You'll have to file an IRS Form 1065 and get going. And depending on the state you're in, you might have to file a DBA or not. And you'll have to set up a business banking account and all that other stuff. If you're interested in information on exactly what you need to get started in this business, just go to the blog at ecommerceparadise.com. I got lots of good blog posts there. One's called What You Need to Get Started with High Ticket Dropshipping. So, partners can be super useful because, you know, it's somebody to bounce ideas off of all the time, too. Entrepreneurship is kind of like a maze. You're always kind of going down one path to see if it leads to the exit of the maze. And if it doesn't, you have to go back and go and find another path. And so you can like reach out to mentors and coaches and get coaching to try to find out what that good path is. And so you can speed up the time it takes to actually, you know, find success instead of going down a bunch of wrong paths and trial and error and stuff like that. You can get success a lot faster. So that's a great way to do it. And also reading guides and stuff like that, signing up for courses is a great way too. But having a partner is really cool because you'll be able to talk to that person before you make any decisions about investing in a course or like working with a coach one-on-one and that kind of stuff. And a partner is great for just trying to figure out things in general and relieving your stress, because as an entrepreneur, you're probably going to build up a lot of stress over time. And you need somebody to kind of like release the tensions with. So a lot of people are partners with people that are opposite of them. Like I'm an introvert, or I'm an extrovert, and my partner would be the opposite of that, either an introvert and extrovert. So like I'm sort of a extroverted person. Like if I meet somebody, I like to talk and stuff like that. And my partner might be a very introverted person, might not want to talk, to sit on the computer all day long and do the work, and vice versa. I might be a very introverted person. I like to do the computer stuff, and the extroverted person would be the one calling the suppliers and getting the relationships built and dealing with the customers, that kind of stuff. So those kind of partnerships work really, really good. It's when the skill sets of each partner complement each other, that when you find the best match, and it'll last the longest too. Now, the only problem with partnerships that can happen over time is that sometimes the people in the partnership lose focus, or they start doing other businesses outside the partnership, and that's how partnerships can kind of break up sometimes. Partnerships break up also because of a lack of business. So if the business starts going down, the partner will look for other places to make money. And if the business is really good, sometimes partners can get greedy, and partnerships can break up that way too. And then, of course, partnerships can break up just because of, you know, personal circumstances and stuff like that, where one partner just finds, you know, that they need to leave and do something else or whatever. So I started with a partnership in the very beginning when I started my business, and my partner was a older gentleman, 50 plus years old, and he had an established business, established credit line. And I did not have a credit line at the time much. I had like a credit card for like $300 limit or something like that, and I had some debt. And I was trying to build a business, and I didn't really have a way to do that, and my parents didn't want to get involved. So I worked with him, and he was willing to put his credit up front as long as he got 50% of everything, and I would sit down and do all the work on the computer, and he would be able to call suppliers and talk to customers and do the sales, and I would do all the customer support after the sale and even take orders and stuff like that over the phone. I worked a day job. He had a business where he was a freelancer, so he was out and about all day long, so he could do that. And it worked out really well for a long time. We made quite a bit of money, and it was 50-50. But eventually, things got hectic, things got crazy, and he was no longer able to kind of like build the business as much as I wanted to build it with him. And so we talked things through, and he decided to take a step out of the partnership and leave the partnership. And at that point, I was kind of burnt out from the company anyways, so I went ahead and sold it. And I ended up, you know, getting the sale of the business going, and it happened because I did all the work. So in a partnership, you got to make sure that the partners are both still willing to do their jobs. And as a business grows, the partnership's going to change as well. So like a business in the very beginning is not going to have the same tasks and things to do in it as it's going to have later on down the road when it's much bigger. So you have to be always communicating with your partner and making sure that they understand like the new things that are happening in the business and the new things that you want them to help with, and vice versa. If they need you to help with certain things, then you need to be willing to take on those new tasks, because a business is going to evolve just like any relationship evolves, just like life evolves. To make a partnership work, you have to be willing to evolve as well and change and learn new things. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty simple, but I do highly recommend starting a business with a partner. I think it's a great way to get started, especially if you're in the very beginning stages, especially if you don't have any credit up front or like bad credit and you want to start a business. It's great to have a partner that does have good credit and can, you know, get the high limit credit cards and, you know, someone who's got complementary skill sets to you, so that you don't have to do everything. Because as an entrepreneur in the very beginning, you're going to be doing everything, and it's tough work. So definitely don't hold yourself back and get going. Don't be greedy, but you know, be humble and work hard and communicate constantly. And I think any partnership can work out really well if you just put your best foot forward into it. All right, guys, well, that's it for this episode. I hope that you found it valuable. Definitely go out and find a partner. I think you know, it's really, really good to have a big business with a partner, or multiple partners for that matter. And if you guys are interested in getting started with high ticket dropshipping with Shopify, go check out my free niches list and beginners course at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. Take care. See you in the next episode.